Welcome back to Ramnus Chat. I think we have Dakota and Brenda. You're on the phone, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Once again.
Yes, because you wanted to leave us.
Yep.
I don't want to. I just need to.
I'm pretty sure it's a choice.
The job I want.
It's a choice.
Okay, she can't just walk into a school and be like, I am a teacher now. Hello. She needs a degree.
She can identify as whatever she wants to do. She can identify as a teacher.
You have to apologize now at the end of this episode, Joe.
Do what?
If I want to.
I apologize for, like, Miranda wasting her money in college because don't pay teachers enough. I'll apologize for that one.
Okay, they do not pay teachers enough. Yeah. You are correct.
Yes, there you go.
But people don't go into teaching for that.
They should.
That's why teachers have OnlyFans on the side.
Not some teachers. They get fired if their dad finds out that the teacher has an OnlyFans.
I would be more mad at the dad of the student than the teacher. I'd be like, so why are you getting off to your son's teacher, Mr. Smith?
But no, he found the OnlyFans accidentally.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
He was searching up the teacher's name.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Up OnlyFans.
Uh-huh, I bet.
You know, you got to connect teeth, dot the eyes.
Uh-huh.
He had to pay for the subscription to make sure that, you know.
But we're all humans, so, like, why does it matter? We all probably do all the same thing, just not at the same time.
So here's the thing. The teacher,
well, I hope we're not all masturbating at the same time.
Hold on. The teacher can't be on a porn site, but the parents can.
Well, yeah, the parents have to make money.
Let the teachers make money.
Accidentally pop on the teacher. You got to search up the names. Like, oh, OnlyFans. I got to make sure that, you know, she's showing her boobies in this. And then I'll go tell them.
Oh, my God. Like, hey, that's the sad thing. She did have to pay for that subscription.
Well, make sure they be a teacher by day and then a stripper by night.
There you go.
Yes.
I heard strippers make good money.
Yeah, probably more than a teacher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, they do. Everyone makes more than a teacher.
Yeah.
Right now, even McDonald's workers make more than a teacher.
Yeah, they make it like $20 an hour up here.
Are 17. You serious?
Yeah, the managers are making $20 an hour.
No, not everyone's a manager.
Okay, well, I would be a manager because
we're not talking about you.
I'm qualified.
Talk about, like, everyday,
I
like,
don't
person.
Be fast food. I don't like fast food.
Yeah, well, no, they're making more than the teachers are without a college degree.
That's true.
I'd rather eat fast food than work it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and by the way, whoever created Bing, fuck you. I can't find the fucking podcast anywhere on Bing. I tried.
No one likes Bing.
Well, because, like, I was using Dakota's laptop. Her new one.
My brand new one that I didn't even get to use yet.
Yeah, well, you know what? I was using it because I wanted to start creating the website.
We have a website now!
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to introduce that we have a website now?
Yeah, I'll say it at the end. I'll plug it at the end.
Okay.
But yeah, no. Yeah, listen.
If you're doing it now, you might as well do it now.
No, they'll listen till the end. So,
oh my goodness.
I was creating it out, and I'm sitting there and, you know, typing in everything. And I was sitting there trying to look for a podcast, see where it's all at. And then it popped me up in, like, some Japanese website. Oh. It's like, I'm not Japanese. I'm pretty sure it's Japanese. I don't know. I didn't really stick around to find out. They want that Japanese virus.
Can you identify as Japanese?
I do not identify as Japanese, no.
Yeah, Joe's going to literally get viruses on my brand new laptop, guys.
Look, that's not my laptop, so.
You're about to take that one. You're going to take the payments. I'm going to keep my original one then.
No.
Yeah, until you get that one cleaned and get virus protection on it. I'm not using it now. So you get to go use the new laptop.
All right, I'll just go take it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But yeah. So either way, yeah, that was an interesting time because, you know, Anchor, our proud sponsor, doesn't tell me what all sites Ramnus Chat is on, because apparently they don't know, even though they distribute it out.
Wait, what if we look up Ramnus Chat?
I Googled it, and it literally just brings you to a bunch of sites where you can talk to random people.
Well, if you type in Ramnus Chat podcast, it pops up the actual podcast.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't bring up the website.
Well, no, I just made it today.
I know, but what? How do you find the site? Like, what website is it on?
We'll say at the end.
Okay.
Got it all worked out.
What if they don't want to stay till the end? What if they got pee or something?
Well, they can pee and listen to us.
Oh, God.
This is America. You can pee and do whatever you want.
except getting an abortion. I don't think
I would be enlisting as somebody.
That's only in Texas, and that's if someone catches you.
You know, no, they'll pay you $10,000 to report that.
That's the only way. Hold on, Miranda. We got another side conversation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what? No, that's because it's kind of weird. The state's not enforcing it. It's the private citizens who has to call and report it.
But they get $10,000 for doing that.
Yeah.
I want to get $10,000 for reporting the baby daddy. Why doesn't he get anything against him?
So, like, how it's supposed to work out, like, let's say if, like, Miranda was getting an abortion, mm-hmm. you and I knew, we call the cops, the doctor would have to pay us $10,000.
Oh. That's, like, the second time you've tried to say, don't get pregnant, and...
Miranda, you can do what you want.
About me getting pregnant and stuff.
In the last 24 hours.
Well, yes.
You get pregnant. That's what we're saying.
No.
You do you.
I don't want to get pregnant.
I don't know, though. We have a lot. Because isn't our second most, like, listened to state Texas?
It's like second or third.
Okay, just letting you know, y'all did the wrong thing, and it's going to go to Supreme Court, and it's going to be overruled. So, just saying.
Didn't get overruled last time.
You know what? No one wants to live in Texas. Only white Republican daddies want to live there.
You gotta apologize, Texas.
I'm not gonna apologize. If these people were even half as passionate about women's rights as they are about not getting their damn vaccine, we would be like, we would have had rights to our own body the other day. Like, if men wanted abortions, there would be one on the corner, like Starbucks. Like, there'd be one on every single corner.
I'm pretty sure Texas isn't the least vaccinated state.
I don't know which one is, but I know they don't like to get, they don't want to get vaccinated.
What?
Aren't we the least vaccinated state?
No.
I don't remember. I don't think it's Texas, though. I don't know. Well, you know, we'll figure it out later. We're not getting political. You guys stop getting charged over there.
I'm mad.
Got to cool down.
I'm mad.
We're going to let her cool down, Miranda.
I'm mad.
Letting you cool down. So... What'd you do? Didn't you go running or something like that?
I had a meet today.
Yeah, well, explain to these people what you do. Because they just, that's like, oh, you got a meet for what? A meeting?
I had a meet from running cross country.
Yeah, I said that.
So did you have to get COVID tested since you said if you guys don't have the vaccine, you have to get tested?
Yeah, I got tested Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I almost skipped Tuesday because, well, I forgot.
You just didn't get tested.
And, well, so I'm guessing if I don't get tested that day, they can't charge me, and I skip a day of practice, which that's never a bad thing.
Wait, so did you have to pay out of pocket for each test?
Not out of pocket. It goes to our intuition, I'm pretty sure.
That's ridiculous.
I thought the testing was free. Didn't Joe Biden make the thing? Oh, no, wait. Didn't Donald Trump make the thing, or was it Biden? I think it was Trump.
It's supposed to be all testing and treatment of COVID.
Yeah, I thought that was Trump, right? They all run together now.
I don't know.
They run together.
Well, since it's
one of the presidents made it free. I don't know who did.
That's testing us. The college can do whatever they want.
They technically can. Oh, yeah.
Private test.
Just get the vaccine, Miranda. Don't give them any more money.
I've thought about them winning.
Protest it, Miranda.
They win either way, and it's stupid.
Yeah, they won, put that microchip in her.
Oh my, listen, I put in my one nursing paper because I'm in school for nursing. I literally put in, because we had to say like about how we think about nursing nowadays, and I'm like, I'm so mad that I haven't got my like Magneto powers yet when I had the vaccine for over a month already.
I've had it for two or three now.
I know. I haven't got any superpowers. I'm mad. And we went through a metal detector yesterday, and we didn't go off.
You want superpowers?
Well, yes.
I went off.
You went off because you had your phone in your pocket.
I had my hand.
Yeah, but she couldn't see it.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, you know what? That's her fault.
She was on the opposite side of you.
Fucking use her Magneto vaccine powers.
We didn't get Magneto vaccine powers.
X-ray.
Wait, so what superpower would you want if you could get any?
Oh, I want telekinesis.
I want invisibility.
Joey, what?
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, here, we'll go with Dakota's first. She answered first.
Okay, I want to be able to move objects with my mind.
That'd be fun. That'd be
my
fun.
Baby's heavy. My books are heavy. Patients are heavy.
Wouldn't you still have to, like, use your muscles though to do that? Or how's that work?
No. I don't know. I saw this show or this movie when I was little. I don't remember what it's called. I remember it had a stupid name. But these kids had, like, superpowers. And this kid...
The Incredibles?
No. It was actually, like, real kids in it. It was a live action thing. I think it was called Jorts or something.
That's a movie. It was something stupid.
And so, like, they're like, I guess if you, like, said the superpower, you got it. And he said he wanted telephone kinesis, and it literally, like, showed up as a phone on his head. But then he actually got telekinesis, and he was able to move cars and stuff. So I guess you have, like, unlimited powers.
Okay, if we're going off of that movie, then yes.
Why do you want invisibility?
Oh, I'm getting so much trouble.
Why?
I want to, like, be walking down a busy street. I'm going to turn invisible. I'm going to walk behind someone, hit them upside the head, and make it seem like the other person did it.
Oh, my God.
You see, you guys are doing this all wrong. Because, like, with my invisibility, I'm going to invisibly walk into a bank, rob the place, walk out invisibly, and then, you know. Because I get to walk right through walls.
Invisibility doesn't mean you get to walk through walls.
Yes, it does.
You are invisible.
Yeah, I can invisibly walk through the wall.
So everything you're carrying gets to go through the wall with you?
You better believe it. If you can lift cars with your telekinesis, I can be able to carry bags of money out on my back. And then I can walk through the TSA lines without going through them.
Oh my gosh.
You know how much time I would save?
You've never gone through a TSA line.
I'll travel more because I'll be robbing those banks.
Oh my god.
I don't think you would get away with it, Joey. Just saying.
How?
Because...
How the fuck are they going to prove it? Well, who robbed you? I don't know. That doesn't help, sir.
Okay, moving on. Miranda, what would you want your superpower to be?
I want to be able to read minds.
Ooh. Oh, I would not.
Ew, though. Imagine if you were able to read your mom's when you were home, though.
No. I think... I should be able to control reading minds.
No, you can't. Isn't it like Bruce Almighty? Or was it? Is it Bruce Almighty?
I don't know.
With Steve Carell?
I thought that had Jim Carrey.
Oh, it is Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Were like, Jim Carrey was God, and he was able to read all the minds, and then just the whole thing came jumbled into his mind all at once.
It's like that scene from Twilight, Sex... Money, sex, cats.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, because I think you'd be able to read everyone's thoughts.
Well, yeah, but I should be able to shut it down. Like, not shut it down, but if I don't want to read them, I don't think I should have to.
Yeah. I don't know how that works.
Okay, so our actual topic of conversation, if you guys listened to last week...
Hold on, we're not there yet.
What? How are we not? We're already, like, 15 minutes in.
We gotta give a shout-out to our sponsors and, you know, Anchor, who doesn't want to fucking tell me what platforms this is on. And, you know, to the shoe company. So we're gonna be right back.
Be nice to them. They pay you, I guess, since you don't pay me. They don't pay me either.
They don't pay me either. I've yet to receive money.
Yeah.
They don't pay me either. They pay someone.
Yeah.
But that's why we gotta give away to our real sponsors so that way hopefully we can get paid. Real money.
Hopefully.
So yeah, we will be back to shout out our real sponsors.
Okay.
And we are back. We have just one more sponsor to talk about, and it is Great Tees, of course. They came out with their pandemic shoe line a week ago. Yeah, it's a week ago. Thanks for the help, Dakota.
I kind of remember.
Yes. But yeah, they are custom made in Italy, shipped to you for free in the US, England, and the UK. They are limited edition shoes, one of a kind. You will not find them anywhere else. The website is www.aliveshoes.com/pandemic. That's PANDMIC. And then they have free returns if you do not completely love those shoes. And One more time, the website is www.aliveshoes.com/pandemic.
Yes, because we share their website, but not our own.
That's at the end. Sorry, my website did not sponsor the show. That's not how that fucking works.
Oh my goodness.
Did I pay myself?
I'll give you a quarter if you plug on the website right now.
I mean, that's the most I fucking got paid for my sponsor so far, so. But no, they will also be on the website. They have the reasons because I forgot the website, so I gotta sit there.
You forgot the website already?
Listen, I just made it today.
Oh my goodness gracious.
And, you know.
Actually, you did it weirdly, too, so, like, it's
alright. It is a weird one, but the website will also be plugged in on the group page, in the regular page of Ramness Chat.
Yeah, since Joe didn't want to post my poll from last week, guys, so.
You could have posted it. I was posting it.
I don't have
you do.
Info to your page to you be do. Able to post on it.
You should.
I don't.
Why don't you?
Because I don't know the information.
It's a group page. You just type it in.
I don't want my personal Facebook connected to it.
It's a little too late now.
Because then that's when you get the weirdos being like, ooh, are your boobs real? It's like, I have to be. You can be.
There. So, Miranda.
Wow, Joseph, thank you.
Yeah, now let's recap to everyone what happened last week.
Okay.
The real reason why we're here. The real reason why we're here.
Last week we talked about killers. And wow. We took a about, did you say wow?
Yeah, such a thrilling fucking recap.
Goodness gracious.
We took a test to see if we were likely killers. We were not. Joe was the closest to being one.
Yes. With you, yes.
No big surprise. Wow.
Characteristic size traits.
How about the different type of killers, Miranda? Didn't we talk about those?
Oh, we talked about how Miranda thought Jeffrey Dahmer and Jeff Bezos were the same person.
That one too, yes.
I haven't heard his song in a while.
Well, we're not singing it now. So, Miranda, why don't we continue where we left off? Let me get my notes out so that way, you know, you have a little troubles with the reads.
Yeah. So do you.
But I am the less likely trouble with the reads between, you know, her and I. Mm-hmm. So.
Stop dropping things.
You know what? I'll drop what I want to drop.
I first thought you were going to say stop, drop, and think.
Wow.
Stop, drop, and think?
Yeah. Because, you know, we got to think about what we say.
I don't.
Yeah, that's why most of my stuff just comes out of my mouth. Whatever I say is whatever I say.
Yes.
Joe does that too, and then people block him.
I know. You guys make me say I'm sorry to everyone. If I do.
Yes. I'm not saying I'm sorry, though.
You should.
Nah.
Okay, so let's continue.
Nah. They'll be fine.
Is this your drink?
Yes. Okay. Don't drink my drink. So, Miranda, take us off. Take me home, country roads.
Country roads?
Yes.
So,
to the place where I belong.
It is a good song.
Yes. That's the most that we can sing. Wait, how does copyrights work with that?
When you're starting at, how it is made, like, the psychopath.
How it's made? Is this a fucking episode of how it's made? Psychopath edition.
No.
We're talking about how the name of psychopath, like, has come throughout the, history.
All right, the history of psychopaths. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It started with lunatics at some point of time. That was like long, long time ago. Maybe 1800s. I didn't put the time in. But.
Thanks.
And then,
thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And then it went to witches, demonic, and possession.
Of course, those witches.
I'm pretty sure. I know that they went to the stake. And whatever they thought did, they thought they were sick.
You're burning alive.
No!
I don't know what witches and demonic possession stuff.
We're getting rid of Joe.
Okay.
Welcome to Randomness Chat, where it's Dakota and Miranda.
I just happened to sing a song to Dakota, and she did not like it. I remade the BG song, Staying Alive, which is addition.
Anyways, then it goes to Moral and Sandy, and then it goes to Psychopaths. So.
What's a psychopath, Miranda?
They kill people. Many, many people.
Ah. So what's the difference between a psychopath and a serial killer?
They're diseased minds. That's what they are. They have a diseased mind where they like killing people.
Okay.
Do they like, or they get off by killing people? There's things that you get off sexually by killing people.
I think sometimes both.
Ah.
I think it depends on the person.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Seems fair.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people like blondes, some people like brunettes, some people like dead. I mean, mm-hmm. I prefer my men with a pulse, but you know.
You know, a dead woman won't talk back to you.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather.
You're about to be a single parent.
Okay.
I have to start plugging Tinder on here.
Wow.
Oh, man. We're back to the show, Miranda.
All right. So, there's a couple of people that was psycho killers.
Like who?
There's psychopaths. Yeah, psycho killers, too. And there's, like, some really good ones in here, like Adolf Hitler. He would be considered as a psychopath.
Would that be really good or really bad?
Really good for, like, psychopath serial killers. Really bad for society.
It's like, which one would... Shit. That scared me.
That's our AC, guys.
Yeah, that's...
Just ignore it.
That fucking scared me.
Do you guys got ghosts?
No, we have... The AC turned on.
Maybe.
Oh. Maybe Joey's scared he's gonna get killed.
I didn't know what the hell that was.
I wouldn't put it past me.
Anyways, he killed 6 million Jews.
That's a lot.
Can you imagine killing 6 million people and just making them do, like, your own dirty work?
I cried the one time I ran over a turtle.
I mean, technically, he didn't kill 6 million Jews. Other people did.
Joseph, stop it.
No, but he made them do it. I don't understand how you could do that. Only to Jews, too. Like, at least spread it around.
They did.
No, he only killed Jews.
No, there were more people involved. Jews were the main ones.
Did you just think that he only killed the Jewish people? The school system failed.
That's what the school said.
No, they did not.
They never talked about anything else. They yes, you did.
No. I know they did because we went to the same school. Got taught by the same teacher.
Who was my teacher that taught me about the Jews?
Probably 8th grade-ish.
I think it was around 8th grade.
Yeah, because we went to D.C.
Oh, y'all were rich kids. Y'all afforded to go to D.C.
No, I sold a lot of subs.
Oh.
Yes, fundraising.
I sold a lot of candy bars.
Fundraising.
I was raised by a single dad at that time. I had no money to go, so. My school did take us to the beach, though, so.
Nice.
That was fun.
How you got to go to the beach?
Because I didn't have money to go on the trip, so they took us poor kids to the beach.
I'd rather go to the beach.
It was nice. I ain't even gonna lie.
Fuck this.
I don't know. I actually had fun at, there. Like, it was definitely something different. That's something I won't ever forget.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so back to the episode.
Back to the episode.
What?
Okay.
Miranda doesn't know who Adolf Hitler didn't kill.
Well, who did he kill other than the Jews?
African Americans. Are they still African American? I don't know.
Basically, anybody who wasn't blonde, blue eyed, German.
Yeah.
And Christian.
Homophobic.
Christian or Catholic. Homophobic. I don't remember.
He killed gay people, too.
Yep, he killed basically everybody.
Everyone did not fit in his perfect world.
Yep.
Even though himself was a bike.
Good job of it if he killed that many people. Only if he actually got away with it.
He might have.
Yeah.
I mean, technically he did. But right, back to the show where we're supposed to be, Miranda.
The next person is Joseph Mengele.
Who?
Joseph Mengele.
What's his deal?
He is Angel of Death. He was a Nazi doctor.
Do you just have Nazis on here?
He was a Nazi. You just I don't bet just Nazis.
Oh, okay. That's all you had is just Nazis.
No, he was just, like, basically the helper, I guess.
The helper? How many people did he kill?
I don't know. I didn't say anything. It just says Angel of Death.
He was the one who did all the experiments and stuff.
Yeah, I wonder how many people he did experiments on.
A lot.
Was it 6 million?
Well, he burned a lot of his records.
Do you all know if he was the one that did, like, twins?
Yeah, he did twins and stuff like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So he killed a lot of people. That's the person. I remember that from school.
All right, then we'll move on to who's next, Miranda?
Okay. The next person is Heinrich Himmler.
What?
Heinrich?
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 All right. What's he do?
He's Gestapo chief and implemented the Holocaust.
I thought this was not all about the Nazis, Miranda.
Next one's not going to be about the Nazis.
Jesus. He's like, oh, yeah, no, they're not all Nazis. As you keep on naming off Nazis.
The next one is not a Nazi.
Okay, I guess that's all right.
He is just the chief of the Holocaust. So he probably killed a lot of people, too.
I know they would do the, as soon as people would come on the buses, they'll kill a certain amount of people to prove dominance.
I'm glad I didn't live during that time.
I think you would have been fine, because you were over at United States by that time, ancestor-wise.
Either way, I don't want to live in during that time.
And also, you have blonde hair, blue eyes, so they wouldn't have really attacked you anyways.
I still wouldn't want to live during that time.
And also, the camps were not near anyone's houses, so it's not like your next-door neighbor.
Oh, my gosh. Who's our next person?
We're German. Don't forget that. We're German.
Oh, yes.
Who's the next person so we could get...
I think I'm British, though.
Okay, who's the next person so we can get British. Joe away from this topic?
Yes.
Wait, how are you British?
I looked up my family crest. It says I'm British.
Oh, like the Vioxx or non-Vioxx? Yeah,
the Vioxx.
Yeah, because y'all fucked everyone. Y'all are still fucking everyone.
Yeah, no, I don't want to get... what's it? 2023 and me? I almost said 2003 me.
If we got killed for, like, anything during that time, it was probably because we was doing stuff with our families.
Yes. But, no, we're going back to the actual topic, Miranda.
2021 is still accurate.
So, the next person is, the best way I can say this is idioms, amen.
Okay. Dosman, amen?
Idioms?
You're not seeing the name right at all. You're butchering his whole name. But you know what? I think that he's a horrible person, so I think he's okay.
Oh, well, he's probably dead by now. Well,
I would imagine he's dead.
Yeah. Okay. So, he was Uganda's president in 1971. He was believed to eat his friends. And said it'd be a possibility of 300,000 bodies.
Oh, what? My gosh.
That he killed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he ate?
He ate his friends?
Yeah.
Why just his friends?
I'm guessing all those 300 bodies he ate.
He not eat 300,000 bodies. That's a lot of bodies.
Well, it might be that one guy. There was this one guy. It wasn't 300. I think he was supposed to eat like 100 humans in his life, and he thought he would achieve immortality. He was almost there, but
300,000?
No, definitely not 300,000.
Miranda said he ate 300,000 humans.
Miranda, I don't think he ate 300,000 humans.
Well, it says possibility. So there's always just possibility.
Is it possibility or probably?
Time? Who has time?
Wait, no. Is it possibility or probably?
Well, I mean, if you're really, really hungry, all you gotta do, or if you're not as hungry, go for a run. You get hungry.
Enough to eat a whole body? 300,000 of them?
Well, what are the counts doing as a body?
Off the,
Are they just count the torso as the body, or are they count, like, the whole actual, like,
kill the person, corpse? And then just take pieces off the people.
I mean, yeah, you eat them, technically, because that'd be the body.
The entire body. Or preserve them.
Yeah, freeze them.
Yeah. I'm sure there's other ways to get 300,000 people.
I mean, I've never heard of a phrase that can fit 300,000 bodies in it, but yeah, we'll continue on, Miranda.
Okay, the next one was Ted Bundy. I know that he photographed his victims.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it. Because I think what it was I haven't read this since, what, a week ago? It was saying something about Ted Bundy and all these people, like what they was doing with the people that they killed and how many people they killed. And, well, Ted Bundy, he photographed his victims, and he might have been the ones that raped them, too.
Yeah, yes, he did rape women, Miranda.
Yeah.
One of the most notorious serial killers. He gets 5 words.
I think he got enough attention, Joe. He killed a bunch of people.
Adolf Hitler at least got a whole story.
Oh, my God.
Joey, if you want to do a whole entire story on him, you can read a whole entire story on him and we can talk about it. But you
know, Joe.
That'd be multiple episodes,
though.
Everyone does Ted Bundy.
I know, that'd be multiple episodes.
Okay, so the next one is Leonardo Sanchioli.
All right.
He was a soap maker of Corregidor. Sure. He killed women and made soap bars and tea cakes to share with friends.
Oh, that's nice of him.
I bet there were humans in it.
He shared them, though. That's how sharing works, because sharing is caring.
That's awful.
Sharing is caring, even if you're killing the women and then making it out of them.
It's like, oh, I love this smell. What's in it, Janice?
Oh, my. What, Janice?
Janice probably smelled good and then tasted
good,
too.
You smell good. You don't fucking burn the body.
You ask them where they got their perfume. Not actually put them in it.
If they actually ate it and if they used the soap bars... I'm guessing they thought
Janice
it smelled good.
Yeah,
and
smelled
it
good.
Tasted good.
Oh, this reminds me of this one story I read. They were going over, like, horrible Tinder dates. And this girl was talking about her friend who went to this guy's house and he cooked her dinner. And then she got really, really sick that night and went to the hospital and they had to pump her stomach and found out that he was, like, a cannibal and actually gave her, like, human flesh.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
I wonder if, like, they consented being eaten.
So, yeah, Tinder... You freaking let cannibals on your site.
I don't think Tinder controls that.
He could have said he had very specific taste in women without, like, actually meaning it.
All right. Miranda, what's the next thing?
Okay, the next thing is the difference between a mass killing versus a psychopath.
All right.
I don't know if I finished this part.
You did not. I'm looking at the notes right now. You have, like, 2 things written down.
I know. I'm a bad note taker.
We're going to have me start doing notes again.
This is probably why you do the notes.
I did the research in the notes.
Yeah. Anyways, the psychopaths get enjoyment from it. Mass killings, they just go out in public and kill. And, well, psychopaths, I know, take a lot more time to go through the process, and they want to be particular on how they do it and what they do. Where mass killings, they just get the urge to kill a bunch of people in public and then do it without no plans at all.
That's all you got?
So they take them away from public to do more, so.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all I got.
You're not going to talk about how serial killing's starting to go out of style and mass killings is the new thing because of, you know, DNA testing? Is so, you know, on point now.
I mean, unless you want me to become a psychopath, then it doesn't have to go out of style.
You know what? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about it
after the show. I'm concerned.
Talk about that after the show, Miranda. We'll talk about it.
We just gotta think properly and, you know, plan it all out. Like,
do y'all need therapy?
No. Maybe.
I can refer you to some good therapists.
I don't like therapy.
Yeah, we're going to move on.
Your whole family needs therapy, both of you.
They judge, and I don't like people judging me.
They do judge. Not,
like, knowing that they judge me.
They do judge a lot.
They get paid to judge you.
The judge gets paid to judge you.
They can judge me without getting to know me. They don't gotta know me and then judge me.
Yeah, why don't they just sit there and look at me? It's like, yep, you're gonna be a serial killer.
Wow. Yeah.
So they don't do that, you know, not gonna see one. So what's the next thing, Miranda?
Okay. So it says how to decide if psychopaths with 20 traits valued from 0 to 2, score of 30 plus psychopath. So
what?
There is a score, like, people get scored on what they do depending on if they are a psychopath or not.
You gotta explain that one a little bit more.
They have a list of things that psychopaths do to determine if they're a psychopath, if they're just a criminal, or if they're just a bad person or something.
All right, and we're gonna take that test now?
Sure.
Sweet.
I thought we did this last week.
I think that was to see if we're serial killers. Now we're going to see if we're psychopaths.
Oh, okay.
Different test, I think.
I just know it's different.
You sure? A little,
at least. Okay. So, it says the score around 22. Well, if there's a score of 30-plus psychopaths, 30-plus, they are psychopaths. If the score is around 22, they're criminal offenders. And if the score is low, let's say around 5, it's probably just a normal person.
Okay.
Okay.
There's not 22 questions, but we're going.
I think we are actually taking a survey this time.
Oh. You got everyone's hopes up.
Survey last time.
Yeah, you got everyone's hopes up, but it's okay.
It's okay.
Yes, it's okay.
You're the one that said it. Just read the notes.
Well, I was trying to, but your notes was not doing so well.
Yeah, I know.
So what's the next thing?
There are differences of psychopaths and sociopaths.
What's the difference?
The differences are that psychopaths have no sense of right or wrong. They just do it.
All right.
Then sociopaths has a sense of right or wrong.
Okay.
And then psychopaths have no emotions. Sociopaths have limited empathy.
Oh.
Yeah. Psychopaths have no emotional bond. And then sociopaths have certain people at certain times that they have bonds with.
All
right. Explain Sherlock Holmes.
He was fake.
I'm saying he was a sociopath.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah.
Are you making a mess?
What?
Joe's trying to make a bottle and he's literally making it. Do not do that! Do not do that!
What is he doing?
He's trying to put the bottle on top of the water jug to pour water in it because he's making a big mess. No, bring the jug lower. Lower. Okay, now we pour. Gently. Get it as close to the bottle as you can. I am not mopping this kitchen. Gently. This is how I become... How are you spelling it? This is how I become a psychopath, guys.
I'm editing this all out.
He gonna get... No, you are not. You are not editing this. Let them know, real life. Joe is sucking at making a bottle.
Why don't you make it?
Fine. You come over here and entertain the people.
I'm editing this all out anyways.
No, you are not.
Yes. Gently, make sure you don't overpour. How are you making a mess? I see the spilling from here. That's way too much water.
I don't
care.
How
hard is it to make a bottle?
Apparently very for Joe.
I have like a big jug.
Oh my goodness.
Not made for the thing that it was supposed to be made for.
Alright, I'm gonna continue now. So, a psychopath appears to be a decent human being. They seem to be successful, smart, and charming. But they're just... And then they'll just kill you, I guess.
They just kill you?
Yeah.
Alright.
And then sociopaths, they appear to be bad people, bad personality traits. They be impatient, hot, and have a temper. So you get to see them right away, whereas in psychopath, well, they wanna lead you somewhere else so they can kill you.
All right.
A psychopath is manipulative and good at role playing. That's where they get you. They gotta role play.
All right.
And then a sociopath is antisocial. And they're a bit dumber and they're not smart at all. And that's what I got for that one. Because, well, sociopaths... Do you think I could be a sociopath if I'm just not that smart?
I think you gotta do like less than 20. I don't know.
You've gotta be less than 20?
No, like you gotta do less than like whatever you said on the quiz.
Oh, you gotta be like a normal person.
Yeah, because normal people can be dumb.
That is true.
Yes.
Right. So, psychopath would be cruel and cold-blooded, whereas sociopath is spontaneous and explosive.
Alright.
And then, psychopath is detailed planning, and they torture. I couldn't be a psychopath just because I can't torture people.
Ah, you're torturing me right now.
Joey! I am not torturing you. I can't torture you. I'm just talking. Anyway, sociopath is speedy and confrontation. So, yeah. So, basically, they're complete opposites. And then psychopath has power and control. Sociopath is anger and revenge.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. Okay. You want to go to the next one?
Yes.
Awesome. Did you just want this thing to be done and over with?
No, Miranda. Take as much time as you want.
Joey. Anyway, the 7 myths about serial killers.
What was the Jack the Ripper quote?
I gotta look that up.
She put notes in it and didn't even get the note.
Don't worry, guys. Next week, I will be doing notes.
A picture. I didn't feel like typing it all out, so I was gonna skip it.
Why did you put it in there?
I didn't feel like typing anymore.
So you put the thing in there, didn't feel like typing, and you continued the notes after.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Jesus.
this?
Do you want me to read it? I can read it.
Yes, because it's in the notes.
They don't know that.
Oh, they do now. I told them.
Okay. So, the Jack the Ripper quote was, says, "Dear boss." Well, it's not a quote. It's more of like a message.
Is it a letter that he wrote to the police back after his second killing?
Probably.
Go ahead. So it would be a quote.
"Dear boss, I keep on hearing the police have caught me, but they won't fix me just yet. I have left when they look so clever and talk about being on the right track. I am down on whores and I shan't quit."
Shan't.
"Yes. Quit ripping them till I do get buckled." How do you know it's shan't?
Because I read.
Isn't a word.
What is it then?
Grand work, the last job was...
I thought it was shan't.
Shall not. What's shan't?
Oh my goodness. Let me finish. "Grand work, the last job was, I gave the lady no time to squeal. How can they catch me now? I love my work and want to start again. You will soon hear of me with my funny little games. I saved some of the proper red stuff in a ginger beer bottle over the last job to write with, but it went thick like glue and I can't use it. Red ink is fit enough, I hope. Ha, ha. The next job I do, I shall clip the lady's ears off and send them to the police officers just for jelly, wouldn't you? Keep this letter back till I do a bit more work, then give it out straight. My knife's so nice and sharp, I want to get more to work right away if I get a chance. Good luck."
See, that wasn't so bad.
That's terrifying.
It is kind of terrifying, but it's not so bad. I mean, I could have wrote that out.
That was... I did not want to write that out. That would be a lot of work.
Yes, it was a lot of work for you. It's not like
I copy and paste because, well, it's in a magazine.
Should have found the magazine online.
No. What fun is that?
I don't know.
I don't like reading online. The only thing I read online is what?
Facebook.
And Facebook and, yeah, that social media stuff. But I've been trying to stay off Facebook.
I don't blame you. Joe starts fights on it.
I do not start fights, but we're not getting into this.
We'll get into it on another episode.
Or no episodes.
Yeah.
Or no episodes, and we're going to move on.
Okay, so then there's the 7 myths about serial killers. And then the first myth is they're all dysfunctional loners. In reality, they just can role, they play role.
You mean they...
They role play?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But technically, I think they are all loners if they role play.
No.
No, Ted Bundy had a bunch of girlfriends and stuff.
Oh, he had a wife.
Yeah. He had two. Really?
Yeah, he was married twice.
Nice.
He never married that first one.
John Wayne Gacy had a wife.
Yeah.
He had two, and his wife actually lived with him.
Hmm.
When he buried all the bodies underneath the house. And he had roommates.
Nice. Okay. Well, the next one, it says they were all white males. Yeah, that's all false. No, they're all types of different killers.
We should do a podcast on female serial killers.
What?
We should do a podcast on female serial killers.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yes.
Not but this time we do it because, I I don't have good notes.
Yes, we'll have Dakota and I split notes.
Dakota is busy.
We'll figure it out.
Gina is busy also.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Another myth is they're only motivated by sex, which, no. They get the thrill seeking and anger, which are motivations too. So there's more than just sex. Sex is probably just part of it.
All right.
They travel interstate. But they probably just travel where they are comfortable with. Yeah. And then they can't stop killing, but some stop killing before they get caught. That's how they don't get caught. Didn't Jack the Ripper stop killing because he didn't get caught?
They think he moved.
He moved?
Yeah. Back in those times, they didn't keep up. Well, no state or anywhere really kept up with any kind of serial killers.
Hmm. Do you think he's still alive?
From the 1800s?
Oh.
Sure, Miranda. Might have. Whatever makes you sleep at night, sure.
Okay. Says all insane, but really, they're just not clinically right in the mind. They're just disorders. And brain. They all want to get caught, but in reality, they just believe they can't get caught.
Okay.
And then, of course, Jack the Ripper. He's the famous never got caught.
Zodiac Killer never got caught either.
Yeah, that's true. The Zodiac Killer.
What did he do?
He killed people.
A lot of people.
Wasn't like,
Zodiac signs?
No. He just called himself the Zodiac Killer. He killed a lot of random people. Like, there were a bunch of them within, like, a lover's point of some type. He'd come out and shoot them. He'd kill a few. That's how he got started. But, yeah.
And what was weird with that one is they actually had a sketch of him.
Oh, they had a sketch and they knew what he looked like. And one time the police passed him.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why couldn't they catch him?
They just never did. Some believe he went to prison. Some believe that he went to another state. Because, again, around that time, no one was keeping track. States, that's well,
the police sucked back then.
Well, counties never released their records to other counties. It's not like now where they have a database for all that.
They want to take all the...
Well, it's harder to transfer records. They couldn't just email them over.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense, too.
Anyway, yeah, but we'll move on to the other one.
Okay, so these were just stories of, I think, twins.
Stories or just a story?
No, stories. There's
okay.
Three different types of stories.
All right, you're going to tell us all of them, right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. Okay, so there is one that is called the Silent Twins. Their names are Jennifer and June. They were authors, they were arsonists, and they were thieves.
All right.
They had their own language, so they spoke to each other in a language only they knew about. I wish I had my own language. But, they thought they wouldn't survive together, so, they actually had to, they agreed that one would die for the other. And Jennifer said she would die first, so the other one could survive, because, if they both were alive, they wouldn't have done anything, like, separate. They would just probably gone to jail and that. But to live a normal life, Jennifer died. She died at age 29 by a heart dysfunction. And then June, after she died, guess had a normal life afterwards.
What? I thought this was about serial killers.
Well, they were arsonists.
That's not a serial killer. You can be an arsonist without a serial killer.
They killed, I don't know, I don't remember who they killed, but they killed some people. Like, they were authors, they were arsonists, and they were thieves, but they was also killers.
See, so there you go, Joe. There's your death in it.
Probably some kind of death. I don't know the number.
Who's the next ones?
The next ones, their names are Sunny and Gina Han.
That's it? Thought you said a story, not two sentences.
Joe, we're over an hour at this point. We're good.
Let me just finish. Sunny tried to steal Gina's identity. They were identical twins, so I'm guessing that wasn't very hard. She went to jail, and then later on, Gina tried to kill Sunny at age 22. And the question is, who's the real evil twin? Because, well, which one's worse, stealing an identity or trying to kill your twin? They was...
Murder.
They killed each other. Well, they didn't kill each other. They was killing people together. They were, I think they were thieves too.
You know, these siblings, me and my sister just played checkers. We weren't like, hey, who are we going to kill today? We were like, hey, what color popsicle should I get?
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like me and my brothers could kill people.
Oh, we'll move on to the next one,
Miranda. Yep, next one.
Okay, the next one is, I think sisters again, Jesmaya and Tesmaya. For shorter response, Jazz and Taz. So, would you ever kill your mother? Because they did.
Nice. Sounds like fun.
Worry what?
Sounds like a fun Tuesday.
Maybe. The story is that they were hard to raise, and they kept they lived with their grandmother, and then the grandmother couldn't raise them anymore because they were out of control, so gave them to the mother. And then one day they came home from school, or it was like before school, I don't remember, it was a week ago that I read it, but the mother died with stab wounds and a whole bunch of different stuff. It wasn't until, like, later on they pleaded guilty of attacking and beating and stabbing their mother after claiming innocent after a while. Wow. So, yeah, they died. Well, the mother died. I don't know how they killed their mother.
You didn't get that information?
Didn't they just say she had stab wounds?
Yeah, I know how they killed. They attacked her,
beat her, and stabbed
her. I'm guessing the stab wounds were... how they died. I'm meaning, I don't know how, like, physically they, like, mentally.
Mentally? Like, it was all in their mind?
Well, you gotta have a certain mindset to actually kill somebody.
Yeah.
Not and can go out and kill somebody.
I guess.
What do you mean, you guess?
Yeah, I guess.
You can't be like, I'm gonna go out and kill somebody.
Some people do.
You got, most people have a reason. Or they have
most,
a
yes.
skilled mind.
Yes. I think that... anything else, Miranda, you got on that?
No, that was the end of the magazine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you still awake, Dakota?
Yeah, Dakota? I'm half asleep over here, guys. It's okay.
Wow.
She's had a long week.
At least they got a break from Joey reading.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll be back next week.
Yeah, he will be.
Probably not leaving again unless Dakota's going to read them.
I'm too busy.
I'll read the notes out. Because I struggle with the reads.
At least they've got a break. That's all that matters.
Yes. So, who's your guys' favorite serial killer? Dakota, you'll start.
I don't have a favorite.
Like, what's the one you like learning about the most?
I don't have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite?
Nope.
They're all the same in your heart? That sounds like a good answer.
Okay, I can pick my favorite sociopath.
It's not Sherlock Holmes. It has to be a real person.
Too bad it's Sherlock Holmes.
Miranda, who's your favorite serial killer?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Nice.
Joe?
I am I think we'll give it to... then we'll get to Ted Bundy.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
Did there Ed Gein? No, I'm doing Ed Gein. Yep, Ed Gein. Ed Gein was funny. He would crack some jokes, let me tell you.
Oh my gosh, shut up.
I don't know you personally, but...
about Jack the Ripper.
We can talk about him another time.
Yay!
Because there's some conspiracies about him.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, my dad used to watch all those conspiracies. You know, my dad would be a great guy to have his own podcast.
Yes.
Because he likes... like a conspiracy theory of different things, part two.
We should have my dad be on that episode because he likes conspiracy theories. He likes trying to go find Bigfoot. Like, my dad would be a gem for podcasts, guys.
Huh. Well, I'm thinking we might be able, if Miranda's coming up next week, we can do a live, well, we can do it next week.
With my dad?
We'll see. If he wants to do it. I don't think he wants to do it, though.
Guys, we'll post on the website if you want one with my dad. He's a chill man.
You can, but I will not.
Okay, I'll take your phone and do it. I don't want to get in your phone.
What y'all want to do? Like, tell us what y'all want to hear. That's what they should.
You
tell
can
us.
Actually upload your ideas on the website too now. Which Joe, you want to plug the website now?
Well, yeah, we'll plug everything now because it's about the end.
Yep.
An hour's already passed, Miranda. Can you believe it?
Hey, you know what that means?
What?
I didn't offend anybody.
Not yet. Show's not over.
What do you mean not yet?
Nope, she does have to apologize. For thinking only Jews were killed during the Holocaust. You gotta apologize to everybody else who was killed. That you forgot about.
I did not.
Yes, you do.
So Dakota will go to you for, say, take back apologies, giveaway?
No. I'm tired.
No. You're not giving nothing away?
No, I'm gonna take a nap after this.
Okay. Miranda, apologize to the other people who were killed besides Jewish people.
They're already dead.
Miranda, now you definitely gotta apologize. Just say you're sorry.
Sorry to the dead people. Better.
Not really. That sounds sincere enough.
They're already dead. They're not... Well, I hope they don't come and haunt me. But...
They can.
Why can't they?
I said they can.
Oh, no, no.
What about their families? What if their families listen to
this
show?
Oh, okay, we're gonna go past that part, Joe. Next to you. Any take-backs, giveaways, apologies?
No, I don't have to apologize, I think.
Okay. Take-backs, giveaways?
You do, yes. Joey.
To whom?
Who was it? You had an apology to somebody.
Oh, yeah, you did have an apology in the beginning. Who was it?
Oh, you guys don't know. I'm not going to say.
Oh, it was the people who didn't actually, like, give birth to people.
What?
Yeah, people who are adopted.
That's Joe Biden's fault. That's not my fault.
Nope, you need to apologize to them.
I'm sorry, caregivers. There you go. Is that better?
I guess that works.
Yes. You guys are too politically charged for this show.
What do you mean?
You guys are too politically charged.
You need us for this show.
you can't be funny by yourself.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, it'd be more of an informational show. I thought about it.
That would be boring, though.
Yeah.
A lot of people like informational shows.
Well, not our group.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Well, I apparently do. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay, but things that are actually interesting.
You know what? I kind of wish Spotify told you, like, gave us, like, a thing of what our listeners listen to.
I've tried.
Like, I know, but that'd be cool to, like, know.
Well, I just found out today I can look and see where people listen from.
Well, yeah, we found that out. Y'all are all over the place.
Yeah. Like, we have Canadian listeners, Nigerian listeners, Canadian listeners.
Canadian?
You said Canadian listeners twice.
Nigerian?
Yep. German listeners.
Yeah, we've had German for a while.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who shares the podcast.
Yeah, y'all are cool. We are growing very quickly, guys.
Yes.
We're at 20!
Yes. Cookbook killer.
Audiences? Yeah.
Consistent.
Yeah.
I think they do. But, let's see. I think that's about it. Miranda, where can they find you?
Instagram, MerPanda1001.
Dakota, do you still do Twitch or no?
When I have time. Yes. So, I'm DakotaStorm97 on Twitch. My TikTok and stuff is Storm Winchester, if you want to find me on there.
Okay, and now I gotta do all the plugs. So, again, I thank Anchor for sponsoring us. Great Tees, Shooting Line Pandemic. Also, lifeshoes.com/pandemic, PANDMIC. We have a website now that's at www.randomnesschat.wordpress.com.
I don't know, you made it.
I didn't.
Hold up, I can look it up in Snapchat.
Yeah, we're gonna look it up in group chat real quick.
I got this.
I think it's WordPress.
Like, made it really long though.
It is randomnesschat.wordpress.
Oh, WordPress, yes.
WordPress.
Randomnesschat.wordpress.com. I knew it earlier, I just forgot it.
Why is it WordPress?
That's the website he made it off of.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you guys, you can.
Make a website off of a website?
Yes, that's how you make websites.
Yes. So, basically, for that, there is a spot where you can read a little bit about us, where you can listen to all our podcasts, our previous recorded podcasts. I like how you say our podcasts. It is our podcast.
Well, here, I'll tell everyone. It's links to wherever we are. So, you can send your friends that website. They want to check us out. Besides, oh, yeah, I listen on here. It's like, oh, I don't.
And then at the bottom, you can submit your email and ideas for future shows or just anything that you think would be a good idea.
Yes, I'm trying to still figure out how to do that.
Okay, don't. Okay, just go to the Facebook page and since
or,
Joe doesn't know what he's doing yet.
Ramnish Chat group page. Send us a message. But I think we'll have emails figured out by tomorrow. Yeah. I emailed them because they wouldn't let me attach my email. I think it will, though. But you can try. But either way, it also tells you where to follow us on Facebook. And I think that's about it. Can you guys think of anything else?
No.
No, I'm good.
I also have a take back before we leave, and that's Bing's a bitch.
Not having what?
Bing. The second rate. The third rate.
But yeah. You should apologize to Bing.
Fuck Bing. They should apologize to me.
Can't wait.
Now have a randomness chat. First thing.
Yeah.
Google's
like,
awesome.
They're actually going to listen to this and be like, oh yeah, sorry.
Google does. Google has us first thing.
Well.
But yeah, you can go to Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star. Well, give us 5 stars because we are a 5-star rated podcast. Go to Google Podcasts, Spotify to subscribe to us. Let's see. There's about 9 different platforms. You guys can all go to the website, figure that one out. Wherever your friends want to listen to us, share us with your friends. That's the best way to support us, honestly.
Yeah.
Because we're not. Because they had a little button on there where I can, where they wanted me to put money on there so they can donate to me. It's like, no. No, no. We do this podcast for free.
Yep.
Yeah, we do it for fun.
Yes.
It was my summer. Now, it's now my winter that we do it.
We're still in summer, aren't we?
I think so.
Yeah, no, we're still in summer.
But it will turn into winter.
Yes.
It will just quickly turn into fall? Winter.
Yeah, no, there's no fall.
You are not skipping my pumpkin spice season.
I'd be skipping my fall. Birthday also, so no, I won't skip fall. What are you going to?
What are you going to be? 20?
Yes.
Oh, damn, I got that right.
Yeah.
That's a big thing for me.
I will be 20.
Yes.
I'll be a legal adult without the teen.
Pretty sure you become a legal adult at 18, but we won't get into all this.
No. Okay, well, but what I mean is I don't have the teen in my name anymore. I'm literally just...
Plus, I mean, you can't drink or smoke till you're 15. Or, I'm sorry, 21. 21,
yeah.
I'm really tired.
Yeah, that's
I think
true
that's
too.
Germany where you can't smoke till you're 18.
Like, nothing?
Yep.
Yeah, really nothing.
21's where it's at, guys. And after that, you wish you were back in your teens.
No, 25, because then your insurance goes down.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But besides that, I think we are out of here. I think that's it.
Yes, so I can go take a nap now.
Yes. I will not be that far behind her.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, me either.
So, we will see you next week. I think I did promise it, so I will start doing the research now for the cookbook killer.
Why are we doing another killer?
It won't be for the next few weeks. It takes me time.
I want people to vote if they actually want the killer.
Well,
I don't know. I feel like this one, the first one went well.
It did go really well.
True.
For the first one. This one's doing really well, too.
Okay, bye.
I feel like I'm going to know if we were killers or not.
But yeah, no. I think next episode we're back doing our normal stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
It's going to take a few episodes. For me, well, it's going to take me at least 2-3 weeks because I do all the research myself.
Yeah, because we figured out how I do with research.
Yes, I'm going to do it all myself. Whenever I have time. So we'll take a few weeks, guys, but I promise you, cookbook killer. Like I said, if we got to 20, we're going to think something cool. We'll go up higher to 30. Consistent listeners a week. All right, so we're out. Bye.
Bye.
You want to say bye, Dakota?
Bye.